Smartphone cameras are now so good that almost anybody can take a great photograph, but there is still an art to photography. And in the hands of an artist, a well-composed photo can be like the language of a novel. The image may say one thing on the surface and convey other meanings beneath. One such photographer is featured in an exhibition at the J. Paul Getty Museum in Los Angeles. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg says his work is almost forgotten these days, but Minor White was a major figure.
First of all, the name, Minor White, M-I-N-O-R. It's a family name. A great-grandparent was called Minor. Curator Paul Martinow finds the name appropriate.
It has a relationship to music and the minor key, which is somewhat of an unusual, quirky key, and that fits in with his own personality.
Quirky, a quirky sense of humor. Minor White was always an outsider. He had different ideas. Brave in what he chose to photograph at a time when some subjects were dangerous. He had a friend named Tom Murphy, a beautiful, muscular young man. In 1948, Minor White made a series of pictures of Tom naked. FYI, Tom is an outie. He poses like a ballet dancer, elbows held in front of his chest, hands crossed, his long, graceful fingers pressed together.
My own title for this picture is Tom Murphy with Hands Like a Dove, like the wings of a dove.
And he's beautifully, has a beautiful body, and his head is tucked sideways as if he too is a bird.
And of particular interest here would be the lighting, because it's so sensitively done.
This is an art photograph.
That's Catherine Opie, a photographer and professor at UCLA. There's art, photography, and love in this arresting black and white image, and a story that involves the great Alfred Stieglitz, early 20th century photography pioneer and avant-garde art impresario.
When Minor visited Alfred Stieglitz in New York, he still had many questions about his own direction and whether or not he could be truly a great photographer. And Stieglitz asked him the question, "Have you ever been in love?" And Minor replied, "Yes, I have." And Stieglitz said, "Well, then you can be a photographer."
It was 1946. White was 38 years old. He'd gone from Minneapolis to Portland to New York, where Stieglitz was a major influence on him. So were Ansel Adams with his parks and mountains, and Edward Weston with his nudes and vegetables. Catherine Opie.
Ansel looked at the world in a big way. He was interested in landscape that extended. Weston, you know, made the pepper look like a beautiful, sexy body. Minor is always up close, up tight, looking at form.
An influential teacher of photography at MIT, the Rochester Institute of Technology, the California School of Fine Arts, Minor White was really talking to himself through the pictures he took, looking inward. Curator Paul Martinow says there was torment in that search.
His struggle with his homosexuality was a key factor in his work. Throughout his entire career, he remained closeted. He had to. He was teaching in various university art programs. And if someone had found out, he could have lost his source of livelihood. Mm-hmm. So it was very serious.
Minor White examined his struggle with his work, self-discovery through a camera.
I think that Minor thought that photographs themselves were mirrors.
By the end of his career, he died in 1976 at age 68, Minor White's pictures were abstract black and white close-ups of rocks, wood, water. The gleaming images were spiritual and intense. He arranged them in sequences, leading viewers from one picture to another, slowing us down and forcing us to see connections and relationships between the shapes.
This looks like a Buddhist begging bowl, but in fact, it's actually a discarded water tank that has been scored by the weather, having been left outside.
And I would have said it was a snail shell. It's encrusted with what?
The residue of being left outside in all sorts of weather. But if you look at how the light is caressing the rim of the top of this circular object, it's just gorgeous.
It is gorgeous, this piece of art photography from 1957, especially in these 2014 days when everybody's a photographer.
But is everybody a good photographer? Does everybody spend their life thinking about it? Their absolute every bit of their love and energy in relationship to the medium? That's the question.
That's what Minor did. He worked very hard through his entire life. He was practically living at poverty levels until the very end of his life. He was completely committed in mind, body, and soul to living a life in photography.
Minor White, Manifestations of the Spirit, is at the J. Paul Getty Museum. The show will not travel, but if you find yourself in Los Angeles and in need of some visual spirituality, the images are on view through mid-October. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.